Scientists have discovered a potentially groundbreaking treatment for people with depression. A customized brain implant is helping at least one woman feel real-time relief from lifelong anxiety and intrusive thoughts. Researchers at the University of California at San Francisco, where the study took place, describe this as, quote, the most remarkable experience of their careers. Let's bring in Isabella Cueto, who is covering this story for our partners at STAT. Hi, Isabella.
Hi, Jane.
So tell us about this patient. She'd tried everything from medications to electroconvulsive therapy, and nothing worked. How did this experimental treatment help her?
Sure. Yeah, the patient, she chose to only disclose her first name, which is Sarah, and she's now a year out from getting the device implanted. And she described feeling like her life has just gotten easier and easier and easier. And she was severely depressed and had thoughts of self-harm multiple times an hour. She was unable to really move or work or enjoy her life at all. And since getting this implant and receiving the treatment, her suicidal thoughts have disappeared. Her depression symptoms have greatly improved. And she told reporters that she's been able to really find herself and feel like herself again for the first time in a long time.
So the brain implant delivers a targeted electric shock to help stop these symptoms of depression, actually in real time. Explain how it works.
Right. So what's innovative about this approach that the researchers are trying is that it's customized to each patient and it's instantaneous, like you said. So by studying a patient's brain for 10 days straight, they could map out the circuitry, how depression symptoms were coming up and where they were coming up and how often. And by doing so, they identified what are called biomarkers, which are these unique red flags that tell them when depression symptoms are coming. And the researchers told me that these might be different for every patient since every patient's depression looks different. So in Sarah's case, she had low energy, she had no motivation. For another patient, the biomarker might be different. So they use that as a roadmap and they program the device so it targets a particular brain region whenever those red flags are detected. And
wow.
It can stop the depression right in its tracks.
That's incredible. So they can see the symptoms coming and then these sensors deliver the gentle shock to treat it.
Exactly. It's a 6-second jolt of stimulation at a very low level, so the patient can't feel it, but essentially it preempts those intrusive feelings that the patient is suffering with.
Psychiatrists typically wait up to, 8 weeks before they can determine if any treatment is working. And these implants deliver instantaneous relief. I mean, it's stunning that you can stimulate someone's brain and seconds later they say, oh, my depression is gone. That's remarkable. How does this transform potentially the field of psychiatry?
Well, it's yet to be determined, of course. It's still very early in the course of research, but both of the researchers I spoke with, Catherine Skangos and Andrew Crystal, who led the work at UCSF, they're both optimistic that their findings can help at least push the conversation on depression forward, because there's still so much that scientists don't know about how these mood disorders work, where they come up in the brain, or how to treat them with specific targets. So by finding that circuitry, it could help to break the massive label of depression down into perhaps more specific categories and more effective treatment.
And it is exciting, but a brain implant is still a big step. So what are the concerns here, the risks or the downsides of this treatment?
Right. The lead neurosurgeon on the work, Dr. Edward Chang, he acknowledged as much in a press conference last week. And surgery is serious, even when it's minimally invasive, like this procedure to implant the device was. And with any research into mood disorders, there's also the concern of an adverse effect that could actually make the patients feel worse, of course. But in Sarah, they say they haven't documented any negative side effects so far. A potential downside down the road could be the cost of the treatment, since it's a customized implant and it's a very involved treatment. So it takes dozens of people to analyze the data, to program the device, and other specialists to work on it. So the researchers are looking into see what part of it can be streamlined and make it more efficient.
And do the implants stay in forever?
That is also to be determined. So in Sarah, she's really receiving stimulation at a rate that the battery life on the device can last for a decade. But they still don't know if the circuitry remains the same, if it changes over time, or what the future holds with the implant.
UC San Francisco is studying two additional patients who also got the brain implant. I'm curious how that's going.
Yes, so they have studied two more patients, one of whom received the permanent implant recently and another who's moving toward that step. And both are in their 30s. Like Sarah is one man and one woman. And the researchers say their findings have been pretty consistent with what they saw in Sarah, which is, you know, supporting their hope that this might be scaled up and include more people. And they're looking to recruit 9 more patients in the near future.
Isabella Cueto is the inaugural Sharon Begley Science Reporter Fellow at STAT with this incredible new promising treatment for depression. Isabella, thank you.
Thank you so much.